Hello and welcome to AAA Bond, your weekly gaming update with me, Alex,
Becky,
Abby,
and today we're on the topic of the PlayStation 4. Now, last week it was half term and I stayed up all night from 11 o'clock till 1:30 in the morning to watch the conference live from New York.
Why?
Because I'm sad.
Yes,
I would have
actually watched
it if I'd have remembered, but my memory is like a sieve, so I'm not very good at it. It's a cliche. When somebody can't remember something, you say it's like
the saying is it's like a goldfish.
No, you say it's like
goldfish have a larger memory than you think.
Mm. Exactly.
They tried it on MythBusters, and it's proven that they have more memory than you think.
A month, they can remember things for up to a month because they have if their memory only lasts.
Because they're smart, right? Goldfish are smart.
Yes, they're smart. Goldfish are smart. It was proven that if they did have a memory for less than a week, less than a minute, then their instincts would go. So how would they remember how to eat? How would they remember how to
swim? Yeah, but that's just a natural thing to do. So anyone
Yeah, but they're
do
saying
it.
That they have no memory, so, you know. So
anyway,
how would they remember?
The saying is it comes out like a sieve. Anyway, because things go through a sieve very, very quickly. So
it goes in one ear and comes out the other.
Yeah, that's what I'm basically trying to say. And we just had a whole discussion about goldfish.
Oh, come on. It's fun. It's a podcast.
It's because it's a saying. Oh, good memory like a goldfish.
Oh god, guys. So anyway, back on to the PlayStation 4. Now, I will admit the conference was terrible. Not the best conference I have ever witnessed in my life. Apple and Steve Jobs did the best, God rest his soul.
Which one's dead? Or are they both? I don't...
Steve Jobs died.
Right. So he's
the original creator of Apple.
I'm sure it was
he died of cancer.
Shut up.
Yeah, he's got a co-founder who's took over the leadership of the company.
Yeah, Tim.
Yeah, I know this. There was two names, right? I don't remember which one's dead.
Steve Jobs, Tim, and Steve Wozniak.
I don't know. Well, anyway,
I read his biography.
It doesn't matter.
Shut up.
Anyway, but yeah, it was very boring. All they told us about was the architecture and showed a few games and about their dedicated GPU. They didn't give us any look at the console itself. And they didn't really give us a price range either.
Well, that's a bit stupid.
Yeah, it is. Very stupid.
How do you know if people want to buy it if they can't see it?
I think people should see a price range first before they make any hasty
Sony decisions. Always do this. I mean, with the launch of the PlayStation 3, they launched it, they shown it what it looked like, what the new controller was going to look like and do and contain. And then they took the price range about 3 weeks before it actually coming live.
And by this point, many millions of people have already pre-ordered it.
Yeah.
Personally, I think that the Xbox is better.
Stay out of it, you're dead to me.
Personally.
Well, I kind of like both of them because I've got loads of games on both consoles that I love, so I can't really say.
Well, see, I'm just not keen on Microsoft. I like Apple and Sony.
We have had an Xbox 360, right, one of them new ones with memory in it.
Just random dinner lady outside shouting at some random kids.
That's the thrill of Ashfield.
That's the thrill of Ashfield School for you.
So, we had a PlayStation 3 and an Xbox 360.
Mm-hmm.
One of the new Xboxes and the new... a brand new PS3.
Yeah.
We had the Xbox first, then came the PlayStation. It broke ages ago.
See, my PlayStation's
and then
never broke.
The Xbox is still working.
I think people like what you were saying, the Xbox was released first. I think there's a lot of Xbox.
No, I mean, we had the Xbox first.
Yeah, there's a lot of Xbox lovers because that one was out first, so people got adjusted to that. They loved that first, and then Sony brought out their console, so then everybody's always comparing them together because Xbox was brought out first and then PlayStation. Do you get what I mean?
Well, actually, PlayStation came out first.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, people got used to Xbox
but
and then they brought out another console.
Even better than either of them.
Steam on the PC.
What?
What?
You don't know what Steam is? Call yourself game lovers.
No. Before either of the PlayStation or...
Xboxes came out.
Yeah, the Nintendo 64. That is one of the best consoles ever.
Absolute brilliant.
Abby has no idea.
Clock Tower. Oh, what an awesome game on Nintendo 64.
Well, bearing in mind I was only like 3 when this was out, I wasn't. I wasn't even introduced.
We're the same age.
I know we are, but I'm just saying when.
Okay, she wasn't introduced to games. We've got
I wasn't that introduced until I was about 6.
I've been brought up with them. 4 brothers. They all play it. So.
I wasn't brought up with games. I had my PlayStation 1 when I was 3. I say I wasn't brought up with games, but I had my first PlayStation 1 when I was 3. I wasn't into retro gaming. My dad never had an Atari. He didn't have a Nintendo 64. I bought my Nintendo 64 only last year just to play games on it and start doing a bit of retro gaming.
My dad threw the PlayStation, the very first one, down the stairs.
The only reason I got into gaming is because my dad left his PlayStation 1 with us. So I got
PlayStation.
PSX, whatever.
I've never heard that.
I set it up and I just enjoy playing with it so much that I love gaming now. So I know that sounded really sad.
So back to the architecture of the PlayStation 4. It's going to hold a massive 8GB of RAM, which is quite a large amount for such a dedicated graphic processing unit. Everything else is not thingy, but everything is dedicated GPU. And we've got some randomers staring at us from outside. We have a glass panel right next to us.
There's about 6 windows, no?
Yeah, I wish
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
With 6 windows, and we've got some randomers looking at us with books
nine
that says
windows.
Mike Live. Dead bright.
I wish we had some curtains. I keep saying this. Every week we do this.
I might invest in some curtains.
Yeah, I think we should.
Just for the school.
Anyway.
We're not even here for another year.
Oh, I'll put them in my bag. My massive book bag.
Yeah, suitcase bag.
Yeah, my suitcase bag.
Yeah, it's literally got a bag as big as a suitcase.
Back to the architecture for the PlayStation 4.
Anyway, on Facebook they have released some pictures of what the PS4 could possibly look like. Now it's kind of...
You mean concept designs?
Yeah, concept... Sorry. Concept design. Anyway, they look really like soiree, if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
it looks really sophisticated and elegant.
A lot of them seem to have this corner cut design, don't they?
Yeah, like it goes like an hourglass. It's like that. It's really like elegant and stuff.
I do believe, from what I've heard and from Sony correspondents, that it will be a rectangular box shape, fully rectangular, and it will have a corner cut off. Just one corner, and then it'll stick out, and that's where your CD, your disc drive will be. We're thinking it's going to be a Blu-ray drive, from what we've gathered. It's going to have 8GB of RAM.
Wouldn't that make sense?
Because
the
PlayStation 3 had Blu-ray.
Yeah, but they might have come up with something different. You know Sony. Sony came out with Blu-ray, so you know.
Yeah, but if it's not...
Battle of
Blu-ray's
the discs.
Blu-ray's more popular nowadays.
I know, that's the big thing that got with the PlayStation 3.
Yeah, because
people
they're remastering everything for Blu-rays.
Just normal DVDs really are better, but Blu-rays can hold more.
You've got to buy Blu-ray now to get the digital DVD nowadays, sometimes, anyway.
I know, I'm one for my digital concept. We've got some idiots outside again, and we apologise.
Just
really
going,
whoop.
That's what they keep doing. But
well, let's not do that live, then.
Whoop.
We're not live.
We're not live. This is pre-recorded.
Well, you know what I mean.
Except for I just want to point out we don't edit these.
Abby's a little silly. Just so you know.
Yeah,
she's the sensible one.
But she's not blonde.
No, I'm not, and that is a surprise to everybody when they hear my voice because some comments I come out with.
Becca, why are you stroking Abby's hair?
Because she's not blonde. It's brown.
You know, the other day, my sister took me and my mum to Rufford. I know this is completely irrelevant.
I went to Rufford on the 14th of February. I've got some awesome snapshots.
Right, we got attacked by ducks, and then I said to my sister, "We can find your car because it's square."
You got attacked by dogs.
And my mum and they just burst out laughing in the middle of the car park and they said I'm so blonde, but I'm not, I'm brown.
Oh, it can't be as bad as ours.
I'm brown here, so.
There was a swan guarding, Joe, the bridge between the tea rooms and the thingy. A swan was guarding it and I went running towards it and it came chasing me and I went running the other way.
My mum got
so
hissed
funny.
At by a geese, by a goose or whatever they're called.
My brother.
And my dog was there like...
My brother.
My dog was there like...
I can't do very good grab.
If we got a photo of that, that'd be so funny.
Mm. It would not be so funny,
yes,
because I would die of embarrassment.
My brother took my niece to see my brother up in Lake District. My other brother up in Lake District. And funnily, my niece fell into the level. She fell in! And my brother just laughed at her.
That's not very nice.
Your brother's Sam Pleasant.
her dad just laughed at her. It's like, you don't do that. Oh. My family's a lot crazy.
That flash just killed my eyes.
Sorry, guys, I'm taking photos for the Facebook page. I am.
Oh, so you know. I'm editing
if
that.
If you see it, maybe just click the like button.
Becca's prime editor
maybe.
Of the Facebook page.
Do it, otherwise I'll haunt you in your sleep.
Like Slender Man.
Yes, we've actually come back to the game topic.
Abby was scared. Abby, let me explain. Abby has a game on her phone called Slender Man. And she was scared, stiff, because it's there.
No, but you're trying to find clues and it's there, like, and it comes up behind you and the screen goes static and then it just pops and it's like, ah!
It's not even scary.
It is so scary.
No, it isn't. It just,
I've got it here on my phone now.
It's just a guy in a
Alex
suit with a white face
this.
And tentacles.
He showed
it's
it me.
Scary.
And
scary.
Yeah, guys.
Not when
you
hear
probably,
the story behind it.
You probably know about Slender Man, right?
Oh,
it's meant to be this tall
German
guy.
Myth.
Nah, it's meant to be, it was originally this German myth, but apparently there's
yeah,
been loads of
I
sightings,
mean.
Blah, 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 and it's apparently this tall guy in a white suit that has no face, but white suit, black suit, he has a pale white face, but he has no face, he just has distinctive features and linings, and he has really long arms, really long legs, and he can teleport
tentacles.
Around everywhere.
He's not got really long legs.
This
tentacles.
Is where it starts getting confusing. People say they see him in different forms, but they say he's a shapeshifter, so he's around in modern society. Moving on.
Alex is the Slender Man.
I'm
Run
Slender Man.
Me!
I know too much about him. But no, I watched a documentary about him. Right.
Okay. Wasn't
on.
He scared to sleep? The guy
yeah,
about
so,
the myth.
So,
so
he
removed
his eyes.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is...
How does this stop his...
We're
how does
scare
this
people.
Make his
we're,
face...
No, we're going to creep people out.
We're going to creep people out. Come on.
You creep
no,
people
this,
out.
This is classed as... This is classed as clear on iTunes. We don't want it to be scaring little kids when they randomly pressed... Ooh, that looks clever. Let's subscribe. Anyway, guys, please subscribe if you're just listening to this one episode. And I'm going to say, I've got this massive... What?
Should we talk about The Walking Dead?
Ooh, Walking Dead. Anyway.
Hang on. You said no scary stuff. The Walking Dead is zombies. People find zombies scary.
Yeah,
I'm changing the content to explicit. No, it's not going
to
be explicit content. We'll just change it to like a teen sensible rating.
If anybody watches the programme on the telly, do you remember Daryl and Merle? Merle is back in the third season, unfortunately.
Merle! I love that name.
Anyway, they're doing a game based on those two and their life before the apocalypse and what they're doing afterwards. That's basically it, really.
It looks really interesting.
Yeah.
It's out in America, believe it or not. It's been out for a few months.
Everything's always
is it really?
Out in America.
Yeah,
before.
I couldn't believe it.
America always get.
Unless
first,
it's. I'm sure Tomb Raider will come out here first.
Yeah, Tomb
Raider
will
come out here first. Because that's British.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Derby born.
Derby.
Do we have to get into this again?
Derby born. No, we're not going into the Derby versus Nottingham.
I was in
Derby
not that long ago.
I know, I've been shopping in Derby. Derby's nice shopping.
I got some new shoes, I got some new tops.
Last time I went down there, there was a guy dressed up as an Angry Bird celebrating the launch of the Galaxy Note.
Really?
Yeah. I love Angry Birds!
They literally had this massive stand full of Galaxy Notes and they all had Angry Birds in space on it. You just got this big Bomb Bird guy dressed up as Bomb Bird.
I went down
oh,
and
wow.
took me to Frankie Benny's.
Oh, God. That's
no.
No, Frankie Menace is
no,
nice.
But really
yeah,
nice
but
because it
you've
just,
said that after
no,
the Angry
no,
Birds.
No, it was just...
No, I'm disappointed
it,
now.
Because it was just me and
nope.
my mum, and it
nope.
was really nice to just
nope.
like, sit with her and
nope.
that.
If you haven't noticed, Rebecca is the awkward one.
No,
yeah,
I'm just obsessed with Angry
all
Birds.
All the time.
Yeah, she's obsessed with Angry Birds. And yeah, she does argue all the time.
Actually, I state my point and don't...
She states her point
I don't back
down. Put it politely, she states her point. She argues all the time.
Yeah, you could say that.
I know, and I whispered it, but that wasn't much of a
whisper.
Ooh,
you
no,
whispered.
We still heard you.
Yes, you okay. did. Oh my God, we've actually got a 15-minute podcast nearly.
Well done. I
sound surprised.
Oh God.
Oh, too bad Amy's not here.
I know.
It
yeah, Amy's ill. I was off
longer.
Yesterday from school, ill. That's why I haven't done Retro Game of the Week, as I promised to do one every Monday. But I'm not going to do it now. I'm going to do it on Wednesdays consecutively. So, sorry about that, guys. And I
and
said
we'll
I'd
let you
upload...
know if the dates change.
Yeah, we'll let you know if
put
the
it
dates
on
change on Facebook. But
so you have to text me or message me. Or
I'll
whatever.
Just message you. Yeah. Right. But anyway, I did say I was going to upload my Resident Evil notes up on today because I had this awesome
app. Oh, yeah,
app.
They're bringing out a new Resident Evil 6.
It's out.
There,
it's out.
Is it okay?
It's been out since before Christmas.
My brother's got the book.
Oh, darn.
Who's texting me?
Seriously.
Seriously texting through a podcast?
Yeah.
It's a stalker person.
It is. It's telling everyone to pop up.
Let's have a look.
I got a BlackBerry.